What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Oh, you didn't know? It's football season.
Call somebody.
And Tampa Bay's asking them to call somebody come Sunday afternoon. Ooh. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, and licking his wounds today. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. Well, you know, the Bama.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah. Bama I forgot stuff. About that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you guys.
I was like, what?
You guys got beat. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of tofu, the leader of a two-man army with a negative Uber Steve, Miss Allie Mack. And apparently Dylan can do an hour show, and then his brain still hasn't loaded, and he's still got the creepiest wave in Atlanta. Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, our forces combined to make up the greatest sports talk show from 6 to 9 a.m. every morning here in Atlanta, the morning shift. Let's go.
What up?
It's ready. It's game week.
I four-starred an Uber driver on Sunday.
Four, not five?
You better hope he didn't four-star your ass, too.
I know. He probably did. We've talked about it before. Interesting, that's where you pivoted immediately. You didn't say, like, oh, why'd you four-star
him? What happened?
Like, he probably hated you, too. You know what my problem is. We've talked about this before on the show. You know what'll get you docked a star if you are Uber driving me around. And my wife literally texted me while we were in the car and was like, dude, this guy's out of control.
What was he doing?
He was speeding through my neighborhood. He was going almost 40 in a 25 through my neighborhood. Nice. And it was dark and it was around like a couple of hardcore corners. And I was like, dude, I respect the fact that most people probably want you to go quickly and get them to wherever they're going. Mm-hmm. But my neighbors right now are in danger. Like, you are straight up going around the corner on two wheels. So, yeah, he got a four star. He was very solid otherwise. Got a four star.
Yeah, you have to do something detrimental to get a four star. I mean, I give five star, like, and 100%. All the options, clean, friendly, all of it on every single Uber, unless there's a real issue.
Do you happen to know what your rating is?
No, I'm scared to look.
I know. We did this last year. We did this like a year ago, and I was like, I'm going to have to find out. And I had the lowest rating of anybody.
But I'm pretty sure I had a higher rating than someone that just 100% knew they had the highest rating
for
in
sure.
the room. Which is
for sure.
Which is always on, you know, kind of on par with how those things went. But
yeah. Mine was 488.
I think mine was like a 492, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was.
My biggest issue is that the tips now, and not that I mind leaving tipping out of that, but like once I get out of the Uber, the last thing I'm thinking about is going and popping up Uber back on and giving the tip. So,
right.
So if you Ubered me home, there'll be a chance you won't get a tip until the next time I take Uber.
Sure.
Because I don't think about it.
I think that's so common, though.
I do, too.
I hope so.
I do too. I pinpointed we worked it through last time when this topic came up, and I pinpointed what the problem was and why mine had been low.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that I was bringing usually a bottle of water or some kind of hydration method of hydration into the car on my way to places.
How dare you?
I know. And as a couple of people caught in, they were like, dude, yeah, straight up, I'm an Uber driver, Lyft driver. Somebody brings anything into my car that's liquid, doesn't have like a lid on it, we got issues.
Yeah. Wait, I was like, are you bringing like solo cups?
No. More like a can.
Okay. I could see that.
Yeah, 100%. Once I thought about it, I was like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
My go-to is the I'll make a drink, you know, a real drink, and I'll put it in like a coffee cup with a lid.
Sure.
Like, and I'll be like, man, you know, gotta get caffeinated tonight, and I'm really drinking like vodka cranberry.
I think that's the way to do it, and I think I've learned from this. Hopefully mine has risen.
I'm still a 493.
Are you?
Yeah.
You just looked?
So, I just looked.
Okay.
I don't even know how to look because I'm scared to look.
I can't wait to see what yours is.
You just go to the app and you click on the account button, and it's one of the little things. I don't know what my Lyft is. I rotate between Lyft and Uber just because of which one's cheaper at the moment.
Yeah, I say Uber. I really Lyft everywhere. I don't use Uber at all.
Interesting. So.
But guys, it's been 3 days since we have all been together, and quite a bit has happened. So we got to get to everything that happened over the weekend. It's 6:40 today. Top 5 Tuesday will kick off a little bit early because I am in charge today.
Wow. Do we already get to know?
Wow, is that your evil laugh?
Yes.
Well, that was your evil laugh.
Do we get to know yet?
Yeah, my top 5 list is top 5 tailgate songs.
I'm so stoked for this. This is going to be awesome. All right, I just feel good about this.
I'm so excited about it. I was ready to tailgate last night when I was putting it together.
Yes.
So around 7:40, AJ Terrell is going to be stopping by. Very convenient on week one. And then 8 o'clock, we've got Man Up Monday. But let's go ahead and cover some of those games this weekend. My biggest takeaway, Gunnar Stockton is legit.
Yeah, that's a solid one. He definitely is. You know, although I will say there's a couple of those that were like dumped off and the guy runs for like, you know, 60 yards, which is awesome. But that's what Georgia should be. And let's be honest, they look, you know, apologies to LSU fans. Georgia looks like the cream of the crop once again as far as SEC goes. And I'm sure other teams will pop up here and there and they'll have their opportunities. But you look at some of the goings on with Bama and Texas. It was a rough weekend for a couple of teams right there at the top.
Yeah, it was good for LSU. LSU looked pretty good in the SEC. Defenses were very ahead of the game, kind of like we predicted. I think one of our predictions I picked the under, and I think I was right. The Arch Manning thing, that was rough because it looked like Sark did him no favors in play calling.
Yeah,
and never did they once try to really feel like they got him. They wanted to run the ball and against a good defense, and they never really allowed him to get in rhythm. And then the pile jumpers across the country, many of the media decided that it was time to compare Arch Manning and Shedeur Sanders, which I thought was very disappointing for me as a standpoint watching it. I really enjoyed the action all weekend. I was very disappointed though in your guys. Your guys up front, Alabama, the fact that Florida State's living in that portal right now, but the way they gashed Alabama is concerning for me because it's not that I don't think talent lives on in Tallahassee, but it just was Florida State looked like they wanted it more. It looked like they had.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It looked like they've been. It looked like. Most of the players on that team, which is not the case, had been embarrassed for the last year, and they were ready for their get back, and they got it.
Yeah, well, I actually think of the opposite when I think of Alabama. I think that Bama's players, I think they looked like they were very comfortable team, which is not good. You want teams that are hungry. You want teams that have accountability. You want teams that are going to play with grit and attitude. I've told you before, I think the difference between Nick Saban and most other coaches is – like every single week, there is a good, bad, and ugly, and it's done in front of the entire team. And it doesn't matter who you are. He's going to call out your effort. He's going to call out something. You guys have gone over 10 times that you messed up in a game, this, that, and the other. I don't think those guys are dealing with that same situation in Tuscaloosa. And if they are, it's going to be a very rough week of good, bad, and ugly.
Because it was a weird press conference yesterday with DeBoer. Did you see any of that?
No, I haven't even seen it. But I just think that when you look at the way they played, it was like coming out of the gate. As a matter of fact, towards the end of the first quarter, they were losing, and I was like, I still feel better about this team than last year because they played really gritty with the run game in the first quarter. Like, they came out and ran it down Florida State's throat, and I was like, dude, did not see the run game with the running back look like this last year at any point. And then they just abandoned it, and they just started throwing the ball, and they could not stop Florida State, and Florida State just, I mean, absolutely, you know, like Nick says, it's a crap through a tin horn. That's what it looked like all day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's. I thought Ty Simpson had some. I thought he looked good compared to what was around him because he was under pressure seemingly constantly.
I thought he looked just like Arch.
I have been seeing, you know, the outcry, and I'm curious if this is the they that's like three people on Twitter that Kalen DeBoer is going to be in the hot seat for this. Is this just too much?
It's not. Well.
Or is that a correct thought?
I'm a believer that coaches should get 3 years at least. The portal. I used to be four. The portal has shortened it to three because it's so quick. But no, that's just not an overreaction. Here's the thing. And I told Mike this morning. Alabama fans are a lot of them, not all of them, because there's a certain portion that remembers the late 90s, early 2000s. But there's a portion of there's a whole generation of Alabama fans, 20 something years worth, mm-hmm. who refound that they were Alabama fans or found it or went or grew up becoming Alabama fans who have never faced anything like this. They've never seen anything like this. This is what the rest of the country has went through when you lose a great coach. Florida lost Urban Meyer. They went through something very similar with Will Muschamp. Talented roster, but you were losing to teams you shouldn't. This is what happens when you lose a GOAT. Nick Saban was the greatest college football coach of all time. You don't replace that. Kalen DeBoer is a very good coach. Reality is setting in for a lot of people in the state of Alabama who don't remember what it was like when you had Mike Shula's and you had Mike DeBose's and Mike Price's and I can't even remember the guy. I think DeBose might have been the guy that followed.
Dennis Franchione.
Franchione was there. And it's, look. I think Kalen DeBoer is better than all of the coaches I just named, but you don't replace Nick Saban.
Well, I think that's just how college football is, right? That's just one of the things that happens. Like, you move on from a great coach, and he retires, and he steps away. You mentioned Florida fans kind of dealt with the same thing, you know, 10, 15 years ago when Muschamp was hired. That's just the nature of the beast. I think the struggle now, to go back to Allie's question, the struggle now is like, you don't expect him. I don't expect him to be Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
But what's acceptable? Mm. You know what I mean? And I mentioned it on this show Friday. I said they have not looked good against inferior opponents on the road. That's point blank. Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, like you name it. They have looked bad away from home against inferior opponents. And that was on display once again on Saturday. It's disheartening.
Georgia fans can relate. Vince Dooley leaves. Vince Dooley won national title, all these SEC titles. Ray Goff comes in. And Ray Goff is like 7-4, you know, 6-5, and then it just wasn't it. Kalen DeBoer's got to figure out how he can become Mark Richt, because in this era, Mark Richt would have been in a lot of college football playoffs. he's got to become Mark Richt quickly because he's very quickly becoming Ray Golf of Alabama.
And we've got a lot more college football to cover throughout the show today. But coming up next, the Falcons did give us some good news. Darnell Mooney, Jalen Walker, they're in. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.